Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? Around can't be put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P as we count down the days till the 2018 NFL Draft. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we're joined with a familiar guest from Murray State. It's the standout receiver, Jordan Gandy. Jordan, welcome back to the program. As we kind of wrap up the shows before the draft, we wanted to reach out back out to you because I think we talked back in March, and we just wanted to kind of find out how things have been going since that time.
Man, everything's been going pretty good so far. I mean, I had a good pro day. Been working out pretty hard, still been working out, trying to stay in shape, conditioning and stuff. But pretty much pro day's been pretty good for me. Ran a 4.45 in the 40 at 6.903 cone. It was a pretty good day for me. Didn't drop any passes when we went with the quarterback. So everything's pretty good for me so far.
All right, then let's kind of go through that day. What was it like just waking up that morning and just taking us through that process of just, you know, of an important day and how many scouts were there?
It was just three scouts there, one from the Jaguars, Bengals, and Chargers. But the morning that it happened, I mean, it just felt like game day to me. It was just like a regular game day on any other Saturday. Woke up, ate my breakfast, you know, just got myself prepared, went up to the stadium early. Heat, got in the hot tub and stretched and everything, and just took off from there.
Nice, nice. And then the rest is history. And pro days are pretty different events. I don't know how they conduct yours at Murray State. I know all schools different, but they're kind of quiet. Yeah. There's not a lot of, you know, sometimes the bench press I think is about as loud as it gets, but usually there it's kind of quiet. You're doing your thing, you're stretching as you prepare for all that stuff. Did any of the teams talk to you afterwards, or did they just grab their notes and kind of walk out the door?
Yeah, it was the Chargers. They talked to me afterwards. I mean, he just told me, you know, what all was going on. He told me a few things about me and my route running. I talked to the Bengals for a little bit. The scout that was there, he said he remembered me from the NFLPA and the one from the Jaguars. He just, you know, said a few things to me, but that was probably about it.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, and that's par for course. I mean, these guys aren't going to reveal a lot. I don't think they want you to know if they like you either way because it's such a poker face game. Once again, Jordan Gandy, Murray State receiver, back on the C2P as we wanted to follow up with a guy that we thought has a very, very good opportunity to make an impact and get himself into the league this upcoming season. We appreciate you stopping by and joining us. So, I mean, how do you plan on, no problem, man. I mean, we're about, 3 weeks away before the draft. How do you kind of plan on taking that weekend? Family, friends, or you just kind of want to alienate yourself from the world? How do you kind of plan on tackling it?
I hadn't really. My mama just asked me that same question yesterday. I thought I didn't have nothing much in mind right now. I guess it just depends really on what I got with my class schedule. I still got classes and stuff. I don't graduate until May. If I get chance, I really want to try to go home and, you know, be around family. But yeah, if it's not, then I guess I have to be by myself. But it won't be a big deal either way. To me, it won't.
It's kind of a, you know, and again, I'm so glad you're kind of telling us that because it just shows a wide range of spectrums from kids who graduated already, from guys like yourself still in school, you know, guys that'll be in Dallas for the draft, and then guys are gonna have parties, and then, I mean, what happens if you? I mean, I can't imagine you just sitting in your apartment or your house or something, and you know, and the phone rings, and you're just like, hey, I'm just.
I can't even. I hope it won't have to be that way. I don't think it would be. I'll probably be around a good group of friends, if not my family, but I'll definitely be around somebody I know for a fact, but I can't be by myself.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be by yourself, man. That's too important of a day to not kind of take it in and then kind of and take partake in it. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself. I mean, I know about you, but, you know, I mean, I know you're 6'2", 210. You just shared the 4.45. I mean, dude, that's a fantastic time, 4.45 at your size.
Yeah. Yes, and had 17 on the bench press. Pro day was pretty much – it was good for me. It was pretty much as expected. Wish I could have did a little bit better on the vert. You know, it was 32, so, I mean, I guess I'll take it. But the week before I trained, I jumped to 34, right around 34, 34 and a half. So I was kind of upset that I didn't get that. But, I mean, overall, it was still a good day. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's one of those things, hey, you only do it once, and at least you walked away with some good numbers. I mean, some guys drop the ball. And, you know, and I think that's a good way to show that it's a pressure-packed day, and 6.09 on the three-cone, very, very nice. Very, very nice numbers, Jordan. Very, very good stuff. Once again, Murray State standout receiver, career with over 2,000 yards, 23 touchdowns, and Murray State kind enough to join us here and break things down as he wrapped up his pro day as we were about 3 weeks away from the 2018 NFL draft. And we always like bringing these guys back on so you guys can stay in tune and in depth of what they're doing and how things are going. For you, I mean, any contact from, I mean, in terms of teams, have you heard anything or just what you've heard from the scouts? And it's not a different thing. I mean, we've got hundreds of kids that we talk to, and, you know, sometimes, you know, nobody hears their phone ring at all. So if there's not, it's not a bad thing.
Right. I hadn't much heard anything. I mean, there's been a few scouts that text me asking me for my agent's number, but that's probably about it. I hadn't really heard much of anything else.
And what kind of whirlwind is that? You know, it's kind of, I guess it's kind of like it'd be like a girl that you like and her girlfriend's texting you or something. You know what I mean? It's like, what do they want to know? Then you got to call your agent and be like, what they say. I mean,
I really wish I knew what it was that they were trying to get across, but I guess I just have to wait and see from my end, unless my agent tells me anything, of course, but from my end, I just have to wait and see.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, Jordan, you're not alone. I mean, I have kids periodically text me, and, you know, they're saying, my phone's not ringing. I'm like, dude, nobody's phone rings right now. I'm like, nobody, they're not doing anything. I mean, you're not alone.
Right.
And, you know, and I even remember D'Angelo Hall, when he got drafted by the Falcons, he went in the first round, and he said basically the only team that showed him zero interest throughout the whole process was the Falcons. He said the one team that he did not think he was going to was Atlanta. So, again, it just kind of goes back to that poker face. You know, you just don't know, you know. So, that's it. You just hope everything works out. Day goes smooth. Mm-hmm. And, again, you know, 3 weeks from now, hopefully the good things happen for you, man. Well, hey, this was last minute. But, again, we've been trying to hit up all the guests had to get these shows wrapped up. And we just kind of wanted to, you know, find out how things are going because we got all your information and people can listen to the other show. Where we've just broke everything down from day one when you first had the football in your hands. And, you know, we got our notes here. I mean, I know you do, you know, you love locating to the ball. You love to adjust to the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, you start playing when you're about 7 years old. Like I said, man, true freshman as well. I mean, NFLPA invite, fantastic career, and you're on your way. Jordan, man, before we let you go, you know, we always ask a few lighthearted questions. And the lighthearted question for you today is, you said you might go home. You might see mom on the weekend of the draft. If you go home, what are you going to have her cook for you? What's your favorite meal that mom prepares?
My favorite meal is chicken. I mean, I make it for myself up here all the time. So definitely it's always good to go home and get, you know, mama's home cooking. But mine is definitely it'd be chicken. Usually when I go to a cookout, it'll probably have a full plate of meat. I won't have no sides. So that's just how I am. I don't know why I don't like sides. I just like straight meat. I have ribs, chicken, steak, just any kind of meat.
You know, I do that sometimes when I go to gatherings. You know, when there's really good meats and stuff on the thing, you know, I'll go grab a plate. My wife will be like, why didn't you get any of this? Like, why am I going to get any of that when I can have, you know, ribs and steak and chicken and roast beef? And I can waste my time on salad and, you know, potatoes.
Right.
I feel you, Jordan. Hey, man.
Yeah. Usually whenever I go back home to Biloxi, I get some seafood. I get some crawfish, you know, crab legs, just different stuff like that.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, hey, man, you've been a pleasure to get to know for the last couple months. We appreciate you always sharing your time. You've been so generous with us, and we just want to wish you the best moving forward and best of luck the weekend of the draft.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jordan Gandy, the Murray State standout receiver. If you folks aren't familiar, you guys know the drill. You go to thecollegepro.com, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and you can check out interviews with this young man. Very interesting progress. We love getting back to him to kind of share that pro day with us, and that's kind of how all these numbers kind of fall into place, where these guys are seeing what this kid did at the collegiate level. They're matching that 6'2", 210 size with that 4.45 speed. And the 60.09, man, the 60.09, that is tasty. I'm actually going to have to go look and compare that to what some of the top times at the combine is, because that's a flirty number with, I think, some of the elite times that some of the receivers ran in Indy. As always, big shout-out to Jordan Gandy, Murray State receiver. As always, we appreciate you folks taking time and listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.